It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, yeah, we're going to have some fun today, let me tell you, man. Good times. And, you know, here in the world of sports, college football in this hour, and we're going to talk about it a lot because of the stuff that's gone on in Tennessee and you know, the new standings will come out, and there were huge games over the weekend. Boy, did I get Auburn, Alabama right, and that's a good time. But Rosita and Jeanette Beckencourt are going to join us right after this, and we'll have some fun with that as well. And, you know, the in this amazing world of sports, we don't mess around, to be completely honest. Yeah, but I you know, it look, if you want to get us, here's the deal. You know, you can get us, and you can have a whole lot of fun by getting us on your social media things. And here's the deal, right? At Bob Black 71, which is beautiful. I got the Bob Black page on Facebook, which is nice as well. And then you flip it around, and if you're on your devices, we have a great time with it. It's literally about, you know, radio on the go. Tune in, iHeart, Stitcher. Beautiful thing all the way around. And it accommodates to you. Right now, these nice folks that moved in across the street from me are getting a delivery from a furniture store here locally. These guys are plugged into headsets. I'm watching them. Literally through the window. Unload. Looks like a couch. Yeah, nice couch, too. Looks nice. You know, but with that being said, you look at it and you say to yourself, well, you know, what are they plugged into? They're listening to music, listening to some sports, they're listening to a supervisor. They obviously don't want to listen to him. So out he goes. Radio on the go, baby. All about you. Right around the corner, we got Army-Navy going on, which is going to be a beautiful thing. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that week from Friday. So guess what? You see these guys and girls on the street, you know how emotionally tied we are to them. Make sure you thank them, all right? Rosita and Dr. Beckencourt, right after this short time out on Black You're Not.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports. Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Rosita and Dr. Betancourt here in just a couple of minutes. So we'll be talking to them about Sesame Street and military families. We'll talk about what's going on in the programs that they have and what those families need. So that'll be a fun conversation. How could you not have fun with Sesame Street? Where they're not having fun is at the University of Tennessee, but we will get back to that in a couple of minutes as we are joined by the aforementioned Dr. Jeanette Betancourt and Rosita, who joins us here this morning on the Attack. Hi.
Hola, buenos dias.
Hello, buenos dias, Rosita. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you, Mr. Bob?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir. Yes, I was in the Thanksgiving float, you know, in New York City with all my friends.
I'm in New York City. I saw you.
Yeah, I waved to you. Did you see me?
I did. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, I had a big turkey leg in my mouth, so I couldn't respond.
Oh, poor turkey. Wow.
Yeah, I like it. But, you know, you're working with children and people your own age and all that stuff. And you know, I want to ask you, do you have fun with the kids? Because sometimes their daddies and their mommies are away, and they must get scared sometimes.
Yes, of course, when you have those feelings, it's kind of scary. But you know what I like to do when I have those big feelings, Mr. Bob? I talk to somebody that I love and trust, and I talk about my feelings with them, especially with my abuela. Abuela means grandmother in Spanish. And my abuela always has something nice and advice to tell me. And every time I talk about those feelings, I feel so much better afterwards. So that's what I've been learning in Sesame Street, that you have to talk about your big feelings with somebody. Also, you know what? It helps me to make a fort with blankets and pillows in my house, and it's a lot of fun. You know, who doesn't like to make a fort with pillows and blankets? And I grab a guitar with me because I play the guitar, Mr. Bob, and I go inside the fort with my teddy bear, too, and that makes me feel safe and much better. So that's what I do, and that's what I would recommend my friends to do when they have big feelings.
Well, Dr. Betancourt, I don't know if you're a grandmom or not, but I don't think so, but if you are, that's a very nice advice from Rosita. Now, you have been involved with Sesame Street with military families for a while now. Talk about that and how you got involved with that.
We started in 2006 when we discovered that so many families, military families, were experiencing deployment, but there were very little resources available to help explain what was happening, especially to young children. There's over 700,000 children on the age of 5 in military families, and they go through deployment and homecomings and often moving around a lot of big changes for little ones. So these resources at SesameStreetForMilitaryFamilies.org help families both cope but also celebrate special times together.
Well, you know how important
Mr. Bob,
is that?
Really
Go ahead, sweetheart.
No, I just wanted to tell you that I think that military kids are the bravest kids ever.
They sure are. And right. You know, Dr. Betancourt, the involvement here with this program and our network as a whole, we go to Army, Navy each year. And, you know, although they're not little children, you see the involvement of the parents with the cadets and the midshipmen and how devoted they are to each other. But also the anticipation of that these children might be in harm's way. And it takes a very emotional toll on these families. For people who are actively deployed, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned that, yes, these are older, as you're saying, already adults and parents and grandparents are experiencing this. But the point is that it's also a family. One of the things that we know is that we're impacted by military families in many ways. They're in our community, in our family. So many of these cadets, as you're indicating, may be uncles or aunts. So children somehow are in the mix in military families, and it's something we should know, whether directly or indirectly impacted. And these resources are there to be used by anyone, whether a caregiver or a parent, to help communicate about what's happening, but also prepare for it, as well as celebrate, because we want to keep those celebrations alive as well.
Dr. Betancourt, is it harder during the holidays? Does it hit?
Oh yes, we know that during the holidays, it's we often see all around us. It's a way to celebrate as a family. It's a way to connect with others. It's a way to feel safe and comforted, right? But when you're a military family and young children, often if you've transitioned, whether it's you've moved to a new location and have to look at new family and friends, or you have a mommy or daddy who's far away, it's this feeling that you're not as connected. And so these resources help you both connect, talk about things, but also celebrate. And most of all, also keep that positive perspective of a healthy mind and a healthy body.
Rosita?
Yes?
Friends?
Hello?
I don't think we... Hello?
Yeah, Rosita, how is your teaching Spanish going with the rest of your friends?
Mr. Mike, it's so much fun. They make me laugh the way they pronounce the words, and I love it. But they're learning Spanish, and as I teach them Spanish, they're teaching me English. So it's good. It's all good.
Well, your English is very good. And you know, if you have Christmas wishes for the children of the servicemen and the servicewomen, what would you wish them?
Oh, I wish them love and happiness and health, and that they can share together, even that some of their family members are away, that they know that we're thinking of them and that we're praying for them, and I hope they can feel all the love that we send them.
Hello?
We cannot hear you, Mr. Mike.
Hello, Mr. Mike.
That's okay. Bob? Dr. Betancourt, if you can give us the last information on how we can get more info on the project with Sesame Street.
Yes, all the resources are available at SesameStreetForMilitaryFamilies.org. They're freely available and available in any format, whether your mobile, your tablet, or your laptop. So we hope everybody can use these resources as soon as possible.
Well, Dr. Betancourt, thank you so much for your time. Merry Christmas. Rosita, thank Feliz Navidad.
Bye.
I hope to see you soon.
Feliz thank Navidad, you. Mr. Mike. All the best.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, that's fun. Three-way calls are a little difficult sometimes. But Dr. Betancourt, Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, and Rosita. Who sounds so sweet. And yeah, she was on the Thanksgiving Day float. I don't think she was waving to me necessarily, but hey, what do you know? Yeah. It's all good. Listen, you know something? Anything that helps these families going forward, it's really all that matters. And if they're able to communicate to the kids through a puppet and a doctor, that's a good thing. You know, it's not easy, especially around the holidays. These kids, and I'm talking about the younger kids right now, they have a lot on the plate emotionally. Mom or dad's away from home usually. You know, they get the phone call, the video conference, whatever. It's not the same as being there in person. So, you know. Go to SesameStreet.com. I'm sure you can find it. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. That was nice. I had a good time. Rosita is so sweet. I sent popcorn to her blanket tent. That'll be fun. You know, storylines in college football. And again, it certainly revolves around Tennessee and what's going on there. And they're going to pay the price for not... for backing out of the deal with Greg Schiano. I'll make a prediction right now. The next head football coach of the Tennessee Volunteers is going to be T. Martin, who's the offensive coordinator at USC. He's not ready for the job. He's going to fail. But, you know, they're not going to have a choice. I don't know who else they could go to. I think Shiana would have succeeded there. You know, and they're throwing names out there like it's, you know, oh, this guy's going to come, that guy's going to come. Well, David Cutcliffe turned them down. Football program is secondary there. And it's not that he's afraid of trying to coach a team to success. But the reality is that he's got smart players. And they are, the expectations are realistic. They want to compete. He's turned them into a winning program. You know, if a national championship happened, that would be a beautiful thing. But it's not expected. They've never been a football powerhouse. But they offered him the job, and he immediately turned it down. He's 63 years old. He doesn't need that kind of grief. You know, I love the way they're describing it in these articles about how, you know, the talks fell through with Greg Schiano. No, they didn't. A Twitter storm and 100 protesters brought down a qualified head coach. And believe me, I've done the research on this. The timeline doesn't add up. He had no knowledge of what was going on with Sandusky. This is a lynch mob mentality. Shame on Tennessee. And they deserve whatever they get. I mean, maybe Martin's ready. I don't know. He's going to be the guy because nobody else is going to take the job. And he's going to go back to the program where he won the national championship, not Peyton Manning, by the way. And hope no question. Is, you know, whether or not this athletic director who's been in there for 9 months, John Curry, whether or not he survives this, because the lynch mob's in full mode now. How could you offer this guy a job? And, you know, my God, he was tied into child molestation. No, he wasn't. A sports talk host in Nashville made it up that there was a tie line, heard on a rumor that to it. Ohio State did their due diligence on this and hired Greg Schiano. They had no qualms about bringing this guy onto their coaching staff. The mob ruled. The mob ruled. And that's what they're getting. So, they're going to get T. Martin. Jason Witten was interested in taking the job. He's an alum. But quite honestly, what he should do is just wait until Martin fails, because he'll be in over his head to start out with. We'll see how much patience they have. But there's not much there. And maybe they'll go to Witten. I don't know. Mess. What a freaking mess. And again, once it leaked out, you know, then it was done. So the snowflakes are going to decide who coaches and who doesn't. Let's graffiti a rock. tweeted by John Reed. There you go. This is horrible. And again, they're after Curry's head, too. Fans are telling me they're upset with Chiano's past and alleged ties to Penn State. Threw it out there. I'm not even going to mention his names. With absolutely zero research. Let the lynch mob rule. And this is, you know, this is exactly what's going on. And oh, by the way, Shiano's going to sue the program. And he's going to win. They're going to, and by the way, if they're smart, they're going to settle real quick. Like I said, the timeline, do the research. The timeline doesn't add up. Idiots. Freaking idiots. You know, and let's not forget here at Tennessee, all right? Now, I don't know the truth or the lack thereof in it, but... You know, Peyton Manning's practical joke when he was 19 years old, harassing a female trainer in the UT locker room back in 1996. You know, and they paid out for that. But that was okay because it's Peyton. Cost this guy his reputation, cost this guy his job. Because now he is painted with that brush. You know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Auburn beat Alabama. That they did, as I predicted. So Auburn will face you got a whole bunch of really good programs that are fighting for four slots, having a hard time winning. But in reality, you got to look at Auburn and you got to look at Wisconsin and say, hey, these two teams are as deserving as any teams that have been involved in this process in quite some time. The Auburn game, I mean, it was 10-7 at halftime, but Auburn really took control pretty easily in the third quarter. They outrushed them 404-368. Stidham passed the ball for 237 yards, and Jalen Hurts is not that good of a quarterback. Auburn's defense was better. And look, it is Alabama not up to snuff? I felt they were a bit of a fraud this year anyway, but not because of the fact, for two reasons, actually. Number one, their linebacker core is decimated. Their defense is just torn up. And I mean, granted, they have the depth of an NFL squad, but you combine that with the fact that their quarterback's not that good. you know. They turned the ball over. Trayvon Diggs had a 55-yard return. You know, bad field goal attempt. There was a lot of stuff that went on. Auburn was the better team, flat out. I actually wanted to wager money on this game. That's how much I felt it was going to happen. But, hey, let's tap out.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
And now, today's general steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
There you go. Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Bouncing back through week 13 a little bit. And Ole Miss took care of Mississippi State. Dan Mullen immediately leaves for the Florida job. I didn't have the stones to pick it. I didn't. But Pittsburgh took care of Miami easily, 24-14. In the game that Mark Richt's teams always lose. Always. It's just... Number two to go into the playoffs is pretty much shot. unbelievable they lose that game in Pittsburgh. Seriously. It tells you everything you need to know about Mark Richt as a coach. It's what he does. Get ready for it, Hurricane fans. You're going to get a lot of it. He's going to be able to recruit down there. You're going to be top 10 perpetually. And you're going to lose the big games when it matters. I was just surprised it didn't happen earlier in the year. In the history of Baylor football, UCF beat South Florida 49-42. Scott Frost, we hardly knew you. See you in Nebraska. Clemson beat South Carolina handily 34-10. They're back in the mix. OU 59-31 over West Virginia. Well, I got that one wrong. And Wisconsin beat up on PJ. Georgia made sure it got into the championship game 38-7. Notre Dame, once in the projected Final Four, not so much anymore. Go out west, lose to Stanford 38-20. You got to win that game. He's another coach that falls apart when it matters. Ohio State beat Michigan. Penn State took care of Maryland. Washington beat Washington State, so USC has an outside chance. LSU, well, they finished off Kevin Sumlin nicely. Okie State wins against Kansas, but won't move up very much, and so on and so forth. Now you got the conference championship games. Got Stanford at USC. The outside chance that USC has going up against Stanford, that's going to be it. Memphis gets Central Florida. I think the deal's already done with Nebraska, but, you know, they'll face Memphis, which you know, it's lower-tier programs, but programs that are legit nonetheless. TCU, they go up against Oklahoma. Oklahoma loses this game. They're out. And the 12 won't get represented again. And don't be surprised if this happens. Stoops' defense can't stop anybody. Lincoln Riley had to keep him on the staff this go-round. But as it becomes Lincoln Riley's program, well, let's put it this way. Should they lose this game to TCU and miss the Final Four, and get blown out in one of their games, Stoops will probably get fired. Should they be competitive, he'll probably hold on to his job. And I mean, granted, nobody coaches defense in the Big 12. But the reality is that they, you know, come on. You got to be better than that. And they're not. They don't stop anybody. I mean, they're garnering elite athletes into that program, and they can't stop anybody. Now, granted, a lot of it is the offenses that they run. Everything is quick strike. Your defense is on the field a lot, and they get exposed. But, you know, come on. Come on. Georgia and Auburn. Man, is that going to be fun. Because Auburn annihilated Georgia. You know. They're going to be in Atlanta. It's going to basically be a home game for Georgia. We'll see. You know, we'll see how the ticket dispersion is because it's not that far of a drive for Auburn as well. I mean, Atlanta's about an hour and a half from the Plains. You know, when you think about what with College Football Writers Association, I had you get two choices with Coach of the Year. And I had him and Bulima. And we'll see. We'll see. It should be one hell of a game. I don't think that there's going to be any blowout this time around. I just happen to think Auburn's one of those teams on a mission right now. It's going to be health with them. Johnson, Petway's probably going to be back. The biggest thing is that Georgia's defense had no answer for Auburn. And I don't know that Kirby can fix that. You know, and Auburn's defense is darn good. And they dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides in their previous matchup. We'll see. We'll see. It's going to be... It's going to be an interesting game. Stidham's the real deal in Gus's system. And they're going to make it in. And when it rolls out tonight, they're going to be fourth with the two losses. Alabama will be third. OU will be second. I think that's how it'll go. And I think Wisconsin, undefeated, will jump from 5-1. I do. Wisconsin gets in there. Oh, I left out Clemson, didn't I? Ooh, hello. My bad. Clemson will go to number one. My bad. Wisconsin, Auburn, and OU. Georgia and Alabama sitting on the outside. They'll be at 5-6, respectively. Ohio State will be 7. Miami will be 8. I the way this is going to go down, and Georgia could play their way back in. But honestly, I don't know that they're going to be able to do it with against Georgia. I mean, against Auburn's defense. I just don't see it. And Alabama, look, how often do one-loss teams that lose to the eventual conference champion get left out? Again, this is a flawed team this year. They don't have many signature wins. They beat LSU when LSU was trying to get it together. You know, what they did early mattered. But in hindsight, it was a bad Florida State team, although they were ranked. You go through the rest of the lineup, A&M was ranked. They're looking for a coach. They haven't been overly impressive in their wins. Fresno, yeah, okay. Florida State, it was a good win against a bad team. I mean, their first-string quarterback went down in that game. But they were fortunate to squeak by Mississippi State. LSU, they handled pretty easily. Tennessee, Arkansas, A&M, Missouri. Missouri is their most impressive win. That and Vandy. And Vandy turned out to be a fraud. you know, they're going to be fifth. They're going to be fifth. And now they just have to hope that everything else falls. They in Miami. You know? They in Georgia in a rematch. I don't know they want to do that. Or they in Ohio State. You know, there's going to be fun matchups. But we'll see. I mean, I get it with the track record and everything else with Alabama, but in reality, I'm not so sure they deserve to be in. Now, there's some projections around Peach Bowl versus Penn State, Cotton Bowl versus TCU, Orange Bowl versus Miami. SB Nation has a I don't see it. Especially if Auburn wins. Georgia wins, they might sneak in. But I don't see it against Auburn, with Auburn in the mix. I don't see how they could justify it. Unless OU loses. OU loses, Alabama will get in. And don't forget, again, there's playoff games to be played. So, we'll see. It can always get disrupted. You know, Miami plays Clemson in the ACC Championship. You want to redeem Miami, it's right there for you. You know? They're playing in Charlotte, bit of a home game for Clemson. Miami's a small school. They don't travel particularly well. But here's your opportunity. You can put Clemson to bed. And if you do that, by the way, then you really put it in the committee's hands. So, we'll see. And like I said, Ohio State, Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's going to take care of business. I really do. They've been disrespected all year. They're going to make the Final Four, I promise you. Let's tap out.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, thanks to Dr. Betancourt and Rosita for coming on. Don't forget, go to SesameStreet.com. You can find out more information. When the CFP comes out tonight, it's going to be Clemson number one. It's going to be OU number two. It's going to be Wisconsin number three. And it's going to be Auburn number four, with Alabama and Miami looking out. Miami's going to probably be behind Alabama. I would think that they'll be behind Georgia as well. And that's how it's going to play out. So we will see. As far as the actual, world of the coaching carousel, again, we'll see how it plays out in Tennessee. Iowa State extended their coach, which is smart. I got news for you. The here's the deal. When you look at college football coaching, your support you or they don't. And there's programs you want to work for or you don't. Same as in professional. Arizona State, Texas A&M fired their coaches. Florida, Ole Miss, Tennessee. Oops, not so fast with Tennessee. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And like I said, if you're a young coach and you're in a pretty good program, stay there. They'll find you eventually. And by the way, Sumlin will land somewhere as well. It ain't going to be Tennessee. I promise you that much. Jimbo Fisher ain't going anywhere. Yeah, no. That, especially if he gets into the Final Four, they'd be idiots to let him go. Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back for more fun and frivolity, next week. Adios.